an inquest is continuing into the death of a young Waterford man who died 5 days after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. On the 12th of August 2021, 23-year-old Roy Butler was vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson Janssen one-shot vaccine. 4 days later, he suffered convulsions at home and was rushed to University Hospital Waterford. He died in Cork the following day. Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, is at Cork Coroner's Court this lunchtime. Ralph, will you sketch in a little more of the background here? What happened to Roy Butler?
Yeah, it's a 3-day inquest, Rachel, and it opened yesterday amid very, very emotional scenes. Present were the entire Butler family, as well as a large number of friends of Roy Butler. Now, as you said, Roy Butler, he was 23 years old. He was a very, very keen sportsman. His father fought back tears, as he said, that, you know, he was brave. He was a born leader. He was captain of every football team that he ever played for. And the dream of the young man was to eventually captain Waterford FC. The family home is just across the road from where Waterford play their matches. And Roy was very, very proud growing up with the fact that his older brother, Aaron, had actually played for Waterford. So what had happened back in 2021, we heard, was that a group of Roy's friends were planning to travel to Dubai. And of course, this was the time where there were still the travel restrictions that if you wanted to fly, you had to have a COVID-19 vaccination and proof of that. So the inquest heard that Roy was very reluctant to get the vaccine, didn't want to get it, but he knew he had to get it to travel to Dubai. So on August the 12th, he went to a pharmacy in Waterford and got the jab. Now, there was various elements of evidence, both from family members, his mother Angela, his father Martin, and his brother Aaron, as well as text messages that he sent to other friends, that he was reluctant to get the vaccine, but he knew he needed to get it. But then immediately after he received the vaccine, he got the vaccine at 10:40 a.m. on August the 12th. And various text messages, his mother said that he was quite pale when he came home. His father said that he looked a bit worried about getting the vaccine. And the text messages that Roy had sent to his brother, to his other workmates and fam and friends through his sporting associations indicated that, first of all, that he was shook, that he was almost leveled by the vaccine. On another case, he said that he felt mental from the effects of the vaccine. And in a very poignant text, just 48 hours before his death, he was complaining about headaches, he was complaining about grogginess, a sore jaw, a sore neck, and the fact that he said, look, I'm not dying, I'm just not great.
We all recall at that time, Ralph, the enormous queues around the country as people queued to receive the vaccine. Now, today, the inquest has been hearing more about the number of these one-shot Janssen Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines that were administered.
Yeah, that was some of the critical evidence that was given in terms of, I suppose, the global response and the Irish response to it, Rachel. What we were told was that globally there were 660,600,150 doses of the Janssen one-shot vaccine distributed. Now, that doesn't mean that every dose was administered, but in the only figures we have specifically are in terms of Ireland. In Ireland, there were 281,500 doses of this vaccine that were distributed. And of those that were distributed, there was a total of 241,743 doses that were used. And I suppose it's important to point out that in the fight back against COVID, there were two different types of vaccines. There was the mRNA vaccines, of which Pfizer and Moderna were probably the best known. And then there was these adenovirus vaccines. And the one-shot Janssen vaccine formed part of that vaccine group.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much for joining us. And that inquest obviously is continuing at Cork Coroner's Court.